Advocates are concerned about the impact of across-the-board cuts to education, public safety, health screenings, and many other essential programs that took effect March 1st. They emphasized the urgent need for Congress to overcome political gridlock and find a way to replace the $85 billion in destructive cuts in 2013 with alternative plans that create new revenue and support economic growth. John Furman is president of the Central New York Citizens in Action.
These cuts will have a particularly harmful effect on the Central New York region. The city of Utica has long suffered an economic depression. Our poverty rate is twice that of the national average. We have high rates of child poverty, which are alarming. And we feel that these cuts will cripple the ability of local government and not-for-profit agencies to effectively deliver services to those clients in need. We also feel that the sequestration will be opening up the doors to further austerity measures, which will then make it difficult for people to have decent lives in our community.
Ron Deutsch, executive director of New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, highlighted the significant cuts to programs and services that will occur as a result of sequestration.
These across-the-board cuts are going to have a very damaging impact on many programs and services that many people throughout this state care about. Programs like Meals on Wheels, the Women, Infant, and Children program, the Head Start program, special education programs, healthcare programs. Really, it's kind of across the board slashing and burning at this point. So we're obviously very concerned. In Utica, you know, we're talking about, for instance, the school district, after suffering cuts for the last 4 years, is also going to get hit with an additional cut now if sequestration cuts are allowed to go through, where they're going to lose about $500,000 to provide services to special needs children.
Chris Munn is director of residential operations for Central New York Services in Syracuse. He's worried about the effects sequestration will have on the homeless community.
The biggest impact's going to be right on the streets. That could mean less money for, say, the rescue mission in Utica, or for Evelyn's House, or for any number of the homeless programs, both in Oneida County and in Onondaga as well. That money that comes from HUD is used to subsidize rent for individuals and for case management services to help these individuals gain self-support into continuing their treatment.
Going forward, John Furman hopes to create a local movement
to make certain that residents understand the value of services provided by federal assistance. Sometimes I think in our daily lives, we neglect to consider the important difference that federal funding makes in our community. Cities like Utica, which we have a limited private sector, our economy continues to be weak. Federal funding can make an important difference in people's lives.
The advocates cite a report issued by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities that determined Congress has already cut $2.50 in spending for every dollar it has raised in new revenues, already achieving $2.4 trillion in deficit reduction since 2011. There's a link to that report on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.